You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Simply Sweets. Kristen.
Hey, what's happening?
Indeed.
I'm snapping along with the jazz.
If anybody digs this, we do have two tickets to the New Bop Quintet, a double pass. We thought we'd melt Cocktail Corner in with some jazz.
Jazz. This is smooth. Just like
lovely,
our cocktail's going to be.
You were saying you have quite an expensive, well, not expensive, but...
No, a swanky.
There you go.
I didn't even realize that you were going to be talking jazz, but this is perfect.
It's fun jazz.
Someone's calling... Text in. This is a text competition if you're listening.
We're right in the middle of Cocktail Corner. It would be rude. Kristen's about to kick off and she's got multiple bottles.
I do. And chocolate.
I've checked the chocolate a couple of times.
All right. Oh, okay. So we are doing...
Look at that pile of chocolate. It's diminished substantially where we started.
Let's get into this.
Yeah. So I sweetened everybody up with some chocolate because we are making a... Walk on the Wild Sidecar cocktail tonight. And it's swanky.
I don't understand.
Because it's a sidecar cocktail, and I always like to give it a new name.
Okay.
That never lands, but to me it's funny. So that's what we're doing.
I thought you had like a dartboard or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, so we're making a sidecar, and which is one of the, like, it is like one of the most retro, swankiest cocktails around.
Okay.
So you fill your shaker with ice.
I feel like anything with brandy in it.
You've got a couple of bottles that are kind of like the ones in the parents' liquor cabinet that are like, oh, what the fuck is that? Is
yeah.
that like whiskey? The whiskey's gone off.
Getting the stall out, we need to get into Mom and Dad's liquor cabinet.
I had to go to two places because the Grand Marnier that we're going to be using was sold out. So here is the... We're using the cognac, the VSOP, some brandy.
Oh, we're in a wrap zone.
And we're going to do a 60 mils for each cocktail.
You feel like brandy.
What does that mean?
Is
that one
is
shot? Two shots.
This
is
a big shot. Six,
yeah,
big shot.
Well, no, this is a 60 mil. Mm.
So how much is a normal shot? 40?
Like 30?
Okay.
I think it depends on what you're drinking and if you're going to be mixing it. Because we're then going to do 30 mils of the Grand Marnier. Which is an orange liqueur.
Oh, yum. It's quite nice to just go back to basics and talk about how big a shot is. You know, Cocktail Corner? It's like, just
get in there.
How does it work? How does alcohol work? Like, what's the thing? Get down to the nuts and
bolts. Well, I think that a normal shot is 60 mils. It's like an ounce and a half.
Get down to the nitty gritty.
All right.
Well,
now
this is
we're
very
doing
smelly,
Grand Marnier.
Why are you making me smell this? I don't understand. Why does it have a BFM like Christmas decoration around the neck?
It's not a Christmas decoration, though they probably will end up on the tree.
They should go
on
the tree.
It's branded.
To the untrained eye, that's a Christmas decoration all day.
All right. Well,
someone is calling. Should
June.
We answer the phone? They've been ringing for a long time.
Are you okay with this?
Christmas? Yeah, heck yeah.
This is your rodeo. We're just.
This is for everyone.
Okay. Hello, BFM.
G'day.
G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, just calling about the new Bop Quintet tickets. They're still going?
Oh, we thought we're going to take it on the text line because we're just right in the middle of things here and I don't want to cut away. We're getting a couple of texts in. Maybe just plead your case to 5395 and we'll do our best.
All good, mate. No worries.
Mate, go along anyway. It'll be kick-ass.
Good luck.
Text on in, mate.
Yeah, please. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
That was nice.
Yeah, fair enough, eh?
He likes jazz.
It's a hot ticket.
Okay.
It's two tickets.
So. Yeah. Okay, so for each of the cocktails, we have a 60 mils of the cognac, 30 of the Grand Marnier or other orange liqueur, right? You can use Cointreau. And then 30...
You're touching the wrong bottle.
I know, I am.
It's
radio, though.
No, it's okay.
Grand Marnier and then 30 mils of lemon juice.
You're putting your hand on the lemon juice. Calling it something else.
In the background, Sam Smith was standing behind Kristen looking so serious, just looking how it's all going down.
Eye contact.
There's so many things going on during Cocktail Corner.
Have we actually got the proper glasses for once at BFM for this drink?
So we do, yeah. So we have our martini glasses.
There's heaps of martini glasses in the prize cupboard if you...
This is it.
Oh, those are the prize cupboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought them, so keep them in the prize cabinet.
It's okay. Even more.
We just chuck a waz in there and everything's sorted.
All right.
It's right in between.
So now, usually you can sugar this rim, or you can put a lemon...
Wedge?
Wedge? Not a wedge. A little rim. Curly a curly thing.
Yep.
And that's a terrible... I can't even...
The first person to spell jazz with two S's probably just, probably gets this prize.
Okay. We've got a little... Oh, it's coming out the side there, Kristen.
Okay.
What's Cocktail Corner with a bit of, without a bit of spillage?
Spillage or spray?
I think it's spillage. Now, okay, like I said, these could have a sugar rim. They could have a lemon, like a little lemon twist. Mm-hmm. But since I don't have those, I brought orange chocolate to kind of work off the orange in the cocktail.
Can I have the little round glass with a different one?
Oh, of course you can, Big Hungry,
thank
whatever.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You get a gold star.
All right.
Sometimes it's nice to just let the jazz sit for a bit.
Here you go, darling.
Ah, brilliant. Is that it? It's just
cheers.
Like a, this is a no-fuss kind of little, it is business time kind
well,
of cocktail.
Like I said, you can do a sugar rim or a lemon twist.
We should be playing more serious jazz, I
does
think.
Does the chocolate have anything to do with it?
Well, it's just, it's orange chocolate with the orange in the cocktail.
Put a little wedge on the side there.
Are you just going to get your own
one? Oh, you can put it right in there.
You're just going to get your own chocolate. You're not going to get me
Johnny
a chocolate.
Johnny is a, he's a rebel.
Are you all good with your chocolate, John?
Do you want this chocolate?
Oh, that'd be nice. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah here you go, fellas.
No.
Let the record show that the chocolate's like 1.5 meters away from me, so I can't.
Okay, yeah.
John's just put the chocolate in my drink.
All right.
Some kind of...
Cheers.
This tastes delicious, by the way. Wow. Holy moly.
This is a solid cocktail.
Oh, damn.
But we also used really good liquor, right?
Oh, so you can responsibly. Definitely.
Yeah. So you can use whiskey, you can use triple sec or Cointreau, you can, I mean, obviously, lemon juice. But...
Holy heck, it's good.
The better, the better.
You're really good at making cocktails, Kristen.
I love that. I'm gonna take that off the podcast and listen to it over. It's gonna be my ringtone.
The orange liqueur is definitely shining through on this one.
Isn't it
goes
fantastic?
To show you, when you see someone's kind of vintage-looking liquor cabinet, just have a squint. Mm. Have a real look at what's going on there. There might be some orange liqueur.
Just a little bit.
Are you just mentioning the lemon, Sam?
Yeah.
Have I said yum enough
Sam?
Times?
Can I say lemon?
Lemon.
Lemon. A bit of the lemon.
Justin, how do you like it?
Yeah, very nice.
Ah, very good.
Very polite.
It's just falling over.
I feel like we're all just grooving
okay,
to this
like
jazz.
Ramble and... on about it.
It's okay.
He's down there like it's no tomorrow.
I want to eat the chocolate. Am I supposed to eat the chocolate like alongside? John's just put the chocolate right in my drink.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, okay.
That's the beauty of Cocktail Corner with Kristen, is the rules are there are no rules.
No rules, no boundaries. I'm familiar with the concept.
That's why we walk on the wild side car.
Take a walk on the wild side.
What were the ingredients? How do you make it real quick?
Okay, so 60 mils of the cognac, 30 mils of the orange liqueur, which we use Grand Marnier, and 30 mils of the lemon juice.
We all know cognac from the wraps. It's nice to slip it in a cocktail, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wow, that is delicious.
So good. That's why it's timeless.
Mm. Kia ora, Kristen. Thank you very much.
Cheers, everyone.
Kicking
cheers.
Once again. I'm going to fade us out. I'm going to turn the jazz up. Someone's going to the new Bob Thank you.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.